last night, this video leaked. I want to make sure I give credit where credit is due to the Longhorn fan that leaked it. Give him some Twitter love. At 40 Acres Landlord. Like that Twitter handle, too. At 40 Acres Landlord, who's basically out of, he's out of Chicago. Texas fan out of Chicago. He scoured social media and found a video that Jaden Blue, Longhorn Verbal Commitment, posted on social media. I guess he got a clip of the Longhorns football scrimmage this past weekend. He has access that other people don't have. And he posted this clip. It's a clip of Bijan Robinson going for an explosive run. I mean, we've seen that before, but he ends up probably breaking like four or five tackles, juking like two or three defenders. It's not a good look for the Texas defense, but it gets you really, really excited about the Texas offense. So it's one of those things where you're a very conflicted Longhorn fan watching this clip.
Yeah.
All right? You're salivating at the thought of Bijan Robinson just making plays like this over and over again, explosive run after explosive run, breaking tackles, making Heisman-esque plays. But then you watch your defense miss like six tackles in one play, and you think to yourself, it might be a long season on defense,
yeah,
potentially.
Every bad thing we've seen from the Texas defense over the last decade reared its head in this video. You've got bad angles, you've got missed tackles.
Angles, dude.
You've got just everything going wrong.
Yeah, but I would say Bijan makes a lot of people miss tackles.
He does.
Yes.
But I agree.
Good thing was
Texas needs to be better.
They
There's
weren't
no
that close
that.
To tackle until Schooler came out of nowhere. The one thing I will take out of it, and Schooler took a bad angle, there were a lot of bad angles, and yeah, you got to take the positive of Bijan's a freak and hope that you actually don't run into a Bijan, which could be the case for Texas this year. OU's going to, I mean, there are going to be some good backs out there. Obviously,
Brees Hall
at Iowa State.
A good one. K-State, Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah, but
whoever Oklahoma has.
Yeah, right. but Bijan is pretty special. I did like Schooler, at least the speed and the athleticism after he took a bad angle, just to try and a lot of guys took bad angles to try and save that thing. I think Schooler's going to be a guy they can play with in the secondary, and hopefully we'll just add some depth.
I like the hustle. And it did surprise me that he was able to catch up with Bijan Robinson running along the left sideline, but his angle could not have been worse.
It was awful.
And look, it's practice. It's one play.
I mean, it was awful.
Brendan Schooler could have had a fantastic scrimmage. That might have been the only bad play he had during the scrimmage on Saturday. It's just the only video we got.
Yeah.
But that angle could not have been worse. I mean, that was a god-awful play. And I'm surprised.
But I tried to give you the positive,
I know.
The athleticism.
And a lot of Longhorn fans are doing that. A lot of Longhorn fans
are
like,
his hips. That was a good flip of the hips
over
a defensive back.
Credit.
I mean, that's a critical tool you have to have as a DB.
Yeah.
Way to flip your hips quickly. He did that.
I just know how this fan base, and I know how I would react in the fall if that happened. And it wouldn't be, oh, hey, look at Brendan Schooler running him down. It's, what the hell, Brendan Schooler? What's that angle, dude? Figure it out. So it's Bijan Robinson. He's going to make some dudes look bad, but that was not a great effort by either safety. I have more of an issue with the other safety, and I think it's Tyler Owens.
I think it is too. I'm not sure. All this stuff is really tough to get the numbers, but I think I'm with you. I think it's.
But
Tyler
here's the good
Owens,
thing: he's not a safety.
Well, I think he's
he
like
is
cross,
on the roster.
Yeah, I think he's like cross training at both linebacker and safety.
Well, whatever position he was playing on this play, it looks like he shouldn't be playing moving forward.
Yeah,
because he was the guy who had the first real opportunity to make a play on Bijan Robinson, maybe 6-7 yards down the field, and he was just slow. His anticipation was off. He took a half step in the wrong direction, and Bijan was able to get to the hole before. He was.
I never counted the missed tackles versus Colorado because, I just didn't.
You would have lost count after, like, the first quarter.
against Colorado?
Oh, I thought you meant
against
for Texas on offense.
Yeah, you meant Texas defensively.
I meant
Texas
defensively.
My bad. Yes. So I will say I did not count that because I don't think they missed that many tackles versus Colorado anyway. But I digress. Remember versus K-State? They missed 13 tackles versus K-State.
Yeah,
getting
a lot
to,
of the eye candy,
back to KD's
younger
point
guys
about,
in there.
Yeah, getting back to KD's point about place facing really good backs. And yes, KD was right. They used a lot of eye candy, used a lot of pre-snap motion. Remember, they used that diamond formation against Texas. Multiple backs in the backfield were able to discombobulate the Texas linebackers. Prior to that, Texas had improved a lot. Remember, missed tackles was big for Texas, a big problem for Texas early on in the season last year. They had 19, my count, and I'm always conservative. By the way, I mean, I'm a GOP when it comes to my count missed tackles. All right, so I'm 19 I counted versus Texas Tech, 13 versus TCU, 12 versus Oklahoma, 8 versus Baylor, 14 versus Oklahoma State, and then they started to improve dramatically. They had 7 versus West Virginia, 7 versus Iowa State, which was good, but then 13 versus. versus K-State blew it out of the water. So it's one of those things that this has plagued Texas throughout the years, missed tackles. This year, new regime, that's going to be something to keep your eye on, especially after this leaked footage. Not that this small sample size, you can be thin slicing that much from it, but this has been a common chronic problem for Texas in the last 10 years.
I do like, and I've heard this, that, I mean, we're going to see outside zone and inside zone, but the outside zone and that one cutback, I mean, you think really go back and think about what Shanahan was doing in Denver, and that was when they really, it seemed to popularize that.
Ask Dan Neal.
In the league. Ask Dan Neal.
Ask Dan Neal.
Right. I didn't need to get too much of leverage. Just get my nose on him, and his ass would be done. But you'd see that. Selvin Young, remember? I mean, it was one cut. It's a one cut thing, and it starts with outside zone, and you cut back. And apparently they've been doing that a lot, and I think that's going to be...
He's perfect for the outside zone.
He's perfect.
Bijan is perfect for the outside zone. I agree with KD 100%, and it will look very much like the Shanahan, McVay, LaFleur outside zone game that they run. And I'll point this out, too. Jake Majors and KD, I talked about this even last season. You know, Jake Majors is going, speaking of the outside zone, he's going to add a new element. His ability, he's so much more athletic than Derek Kerstetter at that position and a little bit more aggressive. Watch in this video, one of my favorite elements of the video, obviously Bijan Robinson, freakish, extraordinary run, that's great. But Jake Majors probably makes a play just as impressive as Bijan Robinson's run. He has a block where he gets kind of a chip block on the interior defensive tackle, but ends up pancaking the inside linebacker. Yeah. Just pancakes him. That actually ends up breaking Bijan in addition to the missed tackle. That ends up breaking the play wide open. If Jake Majors ends up making those kinds of plays consistently, which he did when KD pointed out last year versus K-State in Colorado, he did, and that made a huge difference in that outside zone running scheme they were running last year with Mike Yurcich late in the season when Jake Majors made his first couple of starts late in the year. So I think Jake Majors may end up being the MVP of that offensive line when it's all said and done, because their bread and butter is going to be Bijan Robinson in the run game.
Right, and like the Cowboys did back in the day, I'm not saying he's this guy, but Stepnoski was a specific center. And so they would even pull him, which you rarely would see with centers. But they would use his athleticism and understand that if he's got a zero technique on him, this 320, he's going to need some help.
And that's also a good point.
And so I think they're going to understand the strengths and weaknesses of what guys like Majors and Carrick, if he starts, they're able to reach a lot of people, BK.
You guys are saying Majors is going to be a major factor in this Texas offense.
Well done.
Yeah.
Quality dad joke there. I didn't think of it, so good for you.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what they teach offensive linemen to do, right? When there are more blockers than guys to block, it's, okay, chip, help out on one of the defensive linemen, and then once he's taken care of, you go to the second level. And Jake Majors did that. I mean, that was perfect. That's exactly how you draw it up, and the pancake was just icing on the cake. Or whipped cream on the pancake.
Okay, your puns now are just getting out of control.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. These aren't puns. This is just sports radio here.
No,
this is how I normally speak. I don't know what that is. But yes, I'm glad you pointed that out. I saw you tweet that out too, Rod B., about the Jake Majors block. The entire offensive line did a really good job on this play. If you look very, very closely, which, dude, I'm so starved for Texas football that I watched this play 1,000 times.
I think every Longhorn fan did.
I'm so starved, so I like literally figured out every detail. I can tell you the color of shoelaces that every player is wearing. There is a wide receiver hold by Marcus Washington on the far right side of the screen. So that, look,
someone
one play
pointed that out
in scrimmage,
to me. I didn't see it.
That has to be cleaned up because the defender that was held by Marcus Washington on the arm was not even close to Bijan Robinson, and you would hate for a play that big to be negated for something that stupid. But also, one thing I noticed, not that this was hard to notice, but, Rod, I know you've talked about this a million times. I think we've all talked about this a million times. Pre-snap motion before the
play. Yeah, that was nice.
And not just send the guy in motion and then, okay, he'll get to his spot and we'll wait 5 seconds and then we'll snap the football. No, no, no. It was pre-snap motion, and while the guy's in motion, we snap the football to make the defense think about something else. Very minor detail of that play, but I loved that detail of that play.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Eye candy. Brian Harsin used to call it funk, right? He always said, hey, the more information you can force the defender to process, the slower they'll be. All right, he said motion causes emotion, was what Brian Harsin used to always say, and I want my defenders to get emotional. That way they stop thinking, and they just start reacting.
Good line.
And it's right. And that's, you know, it's the reason Sean Payton calls them lollipops. Let's put a lollipop on that. You know, it's a little piece of candy, all right?
Kevin James will enjoy that lollipop.
Yeah, right? That's good point.
Maybe a couple.
Defenders can't resist it, though. They got to, you know, they're going to have to lick that lollipop just a little bit. And all you need to do is distract them for a little bit. So I agree. I think BK hit the nail on the head. Not just the orb motion, but also them snapping the ball whilst the receiver is in motion, yeah, which is also different than Tom Herman. He'd wait till the guy was already set.
Oh, the timing was, it was already over with.
Exactly.
It was
right?
Like, look, you had him maybe a second ago.
Yeah, utilize.
The guy's on the sideline now.
Yeah, utilize that confusion of the defenders and utilize that chaos, right, of everything being at that mesh point.
Yep.
And I think that's what Sark's trying to do. So I love Sark's approach. And Sark already admitted, he said, sometimes I just add motion for the hell of add motion. He said, it means nothing. So sometimes it actually means nothing at all. I saw that play. I said, man, it's going to be just a simple outside zone. Can we add some orb motion to that thing just to freak out the safety a little bit, make him a little bit late in the alley and run for us? Yeah, let's do that. I mean, this is the way he thinks. Mm-hmm. So they just cheat codes, and he inundates his offense with them.
Yeah, it might mean nothing to the offense, but it's going to mean something to the defense.
We don't know what it means. We're freaking out over there as a defender.
Exactly, and that's what you're trying to create amongst a defense. By the way, we tweeted this video from the Horn Twitter account, at the Horn ATX, so if you're like, what the hell are you guys talking about, you can find it from our Twitter account. It is a highlight that leaked from this past Saturday's Texas football spring scrimmage. Guys, Bijan Robinson's the story, though. How about the vision, KD? I mean, it's been a while, at least it's felt like it's been a while since we've had a running back with that type of vision. Obviously, the athleticism is ridiculous. The agility is ridiculous. The ability to break tackles, the ability to cut free in the open field, that's all special from Bijan. But just the vision is perfect. There's not a wasted step. He seems to see things before they even unfold.
A couple seconds before. So he's setting guys up. He's got great peripheral. He's got good vision. He's got all the athleticism, the feet, everything you need to go with that. That was the special thing that you realize the defense is behind right now, and we know that. But he's going to toy with a lot of people. He would even toy with some good defenses if he was facing them. And I don't know how good a defense this is right now, or depending on who's obviously out there, whether it's ones-on-ones. He's just really damn special. And you can tell his lateral quickness, but, Rod, it felt like he was setting that up and knew where guys were going to be. He's a couple steps ahead.
Yeah, no, he's a prodigy. That's how I described him. And prodigies are supposed to be, you know, you expedite their development, right? You skip ahead a prodigy a couple of grades. Tom Herman failed to see that. And if he had recognized how gifted Bijan Robinson was and that he was a prodigy and he needed to play him right away, he'd still be here. Like, that's how good Bijan Robinson is.
Held him back. Not only did he not skip him up a grade, he literally decided, no, we'll hold this guy back a year.
I totally agree. I mean, when you look at him, he wrapped up his freshman season averaging over 8 yards per carry, 13 yards per catch, nearly 9 yards per touch. He averaged almost 6 yards per carry after contact. In the last 4 games of the season, he averaged over 8 yards per carry after contact. He was just unbelievable. Those types of numbers, like I said, if Tom Herman had played him more versus Iowa State or Oklahoma, you win those games.
Mm-hmm.
He's just that good. Like, he's that much of a difference maker. Yeah. And that's why you're working for the Bears now as an analyst instead of the head coach at Texas, because you didn't want to give your best player the football. It's crazy. That's absolutely insane.
That in the eyes.
That in the eyes. But gotcha. No, that's it. If you'd have won, if you'd have beat Oklahoma.
The eyes would have gone away.
And that same picture comes out of Sam Ehlinger. Not as many people are upset about it. The narrative is different. Narrative is like, Sam Ehlinger leads this team by his damn self to victory, puts the team on his shoulders, and he's out there seeing the eyes by himself.
Oh, that picture doesn't happen because all the Texas players are on the field.
Celebrating.
So everyone's on the field for the eyes.
With the golden hat.
And I bet most players put their horns up, too.
All about not giving Bijan Robinson the
ball. Feed five. We said it all year. I don't think it's going to be a problem with
it won't
Steve
be a problem.
Sarkisian.
If anything, I think he's going to put more running backs on the field.
Yes.
And probably we're going to see more 2-back sets, 20 personnel, 21 personnel. I can almost guarantee it. Thank God.
I'm glad you brought that up, because in the media availability that Steve Sarkisian had after practice yesterday, he was asked about Bijan Robinson. He talked about Bijan Robinson, but he also talked about Rojo. It feels like every time Sark talks about Bijan, he also brings up Roschon Johnson. Here's the latest cut from Steve Sarkisian.
Well, I think Bijan's a very talented guy. You know, he's got a really good low center of gravity. He's a one-cut guy that can get vertical. He can, I think he uses his weapons well. He's got a very good stiff arm. He's a natural catcher out of the backfield. I think one thing for us for growth with him is really understanding the pass protection piece of it all, to where he's really comfortable in that arena. But again, we're fortunate because we've got a nice complement with Roshan there too, who's also a big physical back who catches the ball well, who's tough to get on the ground. So we've got two really nice players there right now, but you know, and they're progressing well. You know, I think they're a good fit for our system, fortunately.
So Steve Sarkisian was asked about Bijan Robinson. The question was not, hey, talk about your running backs right now. The question was, hey, what are your thoughts on Bijan? And he made sure to talk about Rojo. So, yeah, Rod, I think your hunch is dead on. I think we will see a lot of times with both Bijan and Rojo on the field at the same time, and I think that's a good thing.
And I think he said, make sure I get the remarks right, something along the lines that the running backs are the identity of the offense.
Yes. He feels like they're the identity and they embody the culture of his football teams.
Yeah. I think he's got to play more running backs on the field together, tailbacks on the field together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with the questions this team has at wide receiver right now, why not? You feel really good about Bijan and Rojo. You also don't feel so good about your depth at the wide receiver position, so get your best 11 out there, huh?
Speaking of the best, everything in Texas is the best. Everything in Texas is larger than life. Our shows are bigger. The music and the food is better. Our stars shine brighter. And in Texas, the good times are great times, and the rest of the times are still the best of times. And now it's time to celebrate the taste of your Texas with the Tastemakers, who combine the pride of the great state of Texas and the spirit of Pepsi. Texas, the great state, and Pepsi's great taste. Pepsi Like Texas has something for everyone. Pepsi Original, Pepsi Zero Sugar, Pepsi Wild Cherry, or the newest flavor, Pepsi Mango. Check out the Texas Tastemakers at PepsiTasteOfYourTexas.com.
KD, your thoughts on that? I mean, the possibility of having both Bijan and Rojo on the field at the same time. I don't know if this is a good point of reference at all, but I went and looked back at Alabama's 2020 stats, and I wanted to see the carries distribution between Najee Harris and Brian Robinson Jr., who was the second-string running back at Bama. And Najee got 251 carries, and Brian got 91 carries. And a lot of Brian Robinson's carries came in garbage time when Alabama was up 4 touchdowns on somebody. So,
which is a lot of their time.
It feels like Sark is perfectly fine feeding a bell cow, if you will. But based on what he says, it seems like Rojo's going to get a lot of run in this offense.
Yeah, and look, this is not what he had with Lindell White and Reggie Bush, but he's had really talented backs before. I think he's going to understand their skill sets and how to use them. I think you're going to see that. I almost feel like you're going to see as much Whittington in the backfield or in that type of role as Rod's talked about, almost like that wing back that we're going to put him in a lot of different spots to go with Bijan. Roshan will be in there too, but they give you different skill sets. We know what Roshan is. He's a high and tight. He's a physical guy. He will get extra yards. There are going to be some third and twos where maybe Bijan needs that blow, or you have both of them out there in 21 or 20 personnel, Rod, or 22. Hell, but get two tight ends out there. We've talked about that a lot, to where a lot of the focus is going to be on Bijan, and you can sneak those two or three with tough physical running with Roshan.
And I think Bijan's, you know, he's big enough, he's stout enough, and we talked about how tough Rojo is. But those guys can be a lead back, not necessarily be a fullback, but be a lead blocker.
You don't need Tom Raffin.
Yeah, exactly. You're not trying to pancake anybody. You just need them to get in some defender's way and use leverage. Rojo can do that. Bijan's talented enough to be able to do that, and putting those guys on the field at the same time, I think, is a possibility. And I've been talking about it for a while, the wing back concept. I mean, that's, it's something that I think Tom Herman was trying to do. He just never got there, because that's what he literally told us. The H stood for hybrid.
Yeah.
He said the H stands for hybrid, and he never hybridized the concepts.
Yeah, and the personnel wasn't that hybrid either. I mean, some of them were, but not the ones he was using.
Yeah, he said the H stood for hybrid, and he recruited hybrids.
Yeah.
He recruited Jake Smith, who was a running back / wide receiver in high school, and Jordan Whittington to play the hybrid roles, had Devin Duvernay doing it, who also was a guy who was really good with the ball in his hands. All those guys fit that wing back, and even little Jordan Humphrey, who wasn't a traditional hybrid H that he wanted, he still was great with the ball in his hands, remember?
Yeah.
So, you know, he had those guys that could have been able to replicate some of the skills you want at that wing back, but Jordan Whittington is the ideal one. Sark won't waste that opportunity. I think Sark understands where the game is going. We talked about how the NFL now covets wide receivers with rushing abilities to add another dimension to the running game. All the great ones have it. Deebo Samuel with Shano, with the 49ers, Robert Woods with McVay, with the Rams. I mean, even Tariq Hill with Kansas City. Everybody's got that added element now, and I think Jordan Whittington will be the perfect wing back for Texas.
Agreed. He's going to have some talent there, and I do think that is the identity, the strength, and the depth of this offense, and so glad to hear Sark talking about it.